It was the first day of the spring holidays, and Betsy Bow Linnet was locked in a deadly battle with a chocolate eclair. The eclair had to be eaten. Her father Bertram had made it, and he was hovering next to her armchair in the parlour, looking hopeful and excited. But Betsy had already eaten profiteroles and raspberry turnovers and shoe buns and custard tarts and cream meringues and doughnuts and a lot of things that didn't even have names. But they all had plenty of sugar and cream. Everything had been delicious, but she had stopped enjoying herself about 10 cakes ago. About 8 cakes ago, her mother Bella had suddenly remembered some urgent piano practice she had to do. About 5 cakes ago, Grandad had suddenly remembered a nap he was meant to have. He was having it now, snoring loudly in his armchair to show how definitely asleep he was. "I think it's the closest I've got, Bee," said Bertram. "The trick was to double the cream."
"Oh," said Betsy faintly. "Right."
She picked up the eclair. 1 point to Betsy. The eclair oozed a slug of cream and glistened menacingly. She hesitated. 1 point to the eclair. From inside the piano, her mice squeaked encouragement. Betsy had 44 highly trained African pygmy mice, and they were very clever at a lot of things, including playing the piano. But they couldn't eat chocolate without being very ill, so there was no way they could help her now. Betsy took a deep breath. Then the phone rang, and Bertram went to get it. From the quiver in his voice, Betsy suspected it was his terrifying great-aunt Agatha, calling to remind him that he was due at hers for dinner tonight, as though he would ever forget. She quickly shoved the eclair in among an especially frondy fern. She would have to remember to get it later. She felt horrible about tricking him, and the horribleness ballooned when Bertram came back in and smiled at her empty plate. "Tasty?
Mmm, delicious,"
he beamed. "There are plenty more in the fridge." This was enormously true. The fridge was full to bursting. Bertram had stuck a sign on the door saying, "Help yourself to cakes." But then he had smeared some melted chocolate across the middle, so now it just said, "Help, splodge, cakes," which was about right.